Thanks for joining us today. You are about to hear a message from Pastor Adetona Ifedamola of the Sons and Daughters of Zion Ministry Worldwide. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Eternal King of Glory, we give you all the praise, glory, and adoration because indeed all power belongs to you. You are the who was, the who is, and the who is to come. Your kingdom is forevermore. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you for another section on TOTM, training of the trainers against masturbation, pornography, fornication, and so on. Daddy, we asked for the release of understanding that will free us from bondage of sins and guilt in the name of Jesus. In this teaching, we will have a permanent victory over lust in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Dear students, trainees, trainers, I'm glad to have you again on this section, TOTM. And so far, we have seen that it's all in your hand. And I want to ask you, has been the progress? Have you been fighting? Have you been running? Have you been victorious? Has it been all along? I pray the good Lord strengthen you in the name of Jesus. You are victorious indeed. And then I told you to do, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. I can defeat masturbation. I can overcome pornography. Did you do it? And how did you find it? What was the result in your life? See, if you don't do what I asked you to do, you won't get the result. So if you say, I'm not getting the result, then I should ask you, did you do it? It's about formula. There is a method, there is a process, there is a principle. You can't jump it and then have what others would diligently hearken. Our Bible says, and this shall happen if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord our God. So you have to be diligent and you have to hearken at the same time. The Bible also says, if you wish, if you will, and you hearken, you will eat the fruit of the land. So you have to will and you have to hearken for you to eat the fruit of the land. So did you do that? And I talk about, in the second teaching, we talk about lust, divine masturbation, and so on, define pornography. And I told you about triggers. Have you been able to identify your triggers? What have you done with these triggers? Have you thrown them away? Especially association. Have you changed your friendship? The Bible says we should be with those who with holy hands call upon the Lord. The Bible says we should not forsake the fellowship of brethren. That is most important, and that is what we should go for. And I talk about the pepper, as the algebra came upon you since the last time, and then you apply just a little on it, then tell me what was your experience. And then we talk about the renewed mind, the power of a renewed mind, and how to renew our mind. And I emphasize that we need the word of God, the process of renewing in our mind, because our mind is like a basket that needs to be washed in and out. So I talk about different ways to read the Bible on that power of the mind and the ministry of the word. You can read like a storybook, you can read chapter by chapter, you just have to do these things. We call it habit formation. You have to do them every day, every day. Everybody is a product of his habit. An habit is something we do day in, day out. I am who I am today because of my habit. You are fighting with masturbation today because you form the habit of masturbating. You are struggling with pornography because you have formed the habit. You are struggling with what you are struggling with because you form the habit. Now you can unform and then take on a new habit, because if your mind is empty, something else will occupy it. If you say, I don't want to do this again, then what do you want to do? Do you read the word every day? Do you prepare for the SFA before even the SFA? The content by passage, do you attend SFA every day in Sados Colonial Group? Do you attend once in a week, as we used to do in our Bible study, I'll be twice in a week in our Bible study. If you're not in any Saddles group, please talk so that we can add you up. And especially if you're a leader, do you prepare for the Bible study before you take it? And then did you take the Bible study as a leader, as a member? Are you part of the Bible study twice a week? Daily communion, Saddles Family Altar, which is SFA, every day of the week. So these are the culture, these are the things that will keep you in shape, that will keep you in God, that will form your new way of life. That you may not see the impact of these things immediately on you, but gradually it is forming in you, it is forming. That's why we call it habit formation. We pray every Monday night. Do you participate in Saddles? We pray every Monday night. Every week we fast and pray on Wednesday. We fast and pray on Friday. Did you participate? These are the ways to kill your flesh. These are the little things you need to keep doing all the time. Doing it all the time. Doing it every day are the things that will form the block. Now, you go to school for 4 years. Every day you go to lecture or you come out. By the time you go for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you become a certified doctor, certified engineer, certified teacher. How did it happen? Suddenly, by doing something every day, which is going to the lecture or reading, writing exams and so on. So, to also build a new habit, to build a new lifestyle that you desire will not come by 7 days fasting and prayer. Oh, I will go for 7 days fasting and prayer. I want to overcome this thing. No, it may take you 7 months to form the habit that even when you see it does not attract you. The next time you see this sin, it smells, it stinks to you. How do you come to that level? How do a man come to the level whereby a lady is standing in front of him, maybe wants to seduce him, and then he's not moved? How does a man come to the point that he can stay all day naked, seeing his manhood, seeing it all day without touching it? How can a man come to the point whereby he's browsing normally, they show the pornographic picture, and then he just pass beside it, or a pornographic video, and he just pass beside it without going into it? How does a man come to that level? By forming an habit. A spiritual habit. So the first thing I'm emphasizing to you in this lecture, fighting lust, is the fact that you have to form the habit. You have to form the spiritual habit. And that's why I took you all through the teachings that I took you through. The habit of reading the word. The habit of praying. The habit of fellowshipping. The habit of reading spiritual books. The habit of listening to godly music. The habit of throwing away the triggers. Worldly music, bad friends, bad WhatsApp group, talking with a lady in a non-godly hour, leaving those bad friends, and the habit of keeping a paper beside you. That habit is what would help you. Is what would help you. It's what will wash your mind. Because your mind is the center, the headquarters of everything. Now, fighting lust. You don't start by fighting lust. I don't say wait till 7 years before you start fighting lust. No. I'm just saying that the first thing in fighting lust is habit formation, which I've explained how to form the habit. It will not be a sudden event. It will be something you have to do every day. They say little drops make an ocean. You are alive because you ate yesterday. You ate last week. You ate last year. You may not know where the food is right now in your body. Like, I just eat the food and I go and I went to the toilet. But the truth is that that food has formed something great in your body. So you have to allow the food of the Word of God and every other things I've mentioned to form a stamina in you, which will fortify you against the temptation for lust, for pornography, for masturbation, for fornication, and so on. And I want to tell you that lust is the host of all other sexual sins. Is the host. If there's no lust in your life, if there's no lust in your heart or mind, the truth is that sin, no other sexual sin, will find a place or an expression in you. James 1, 13, 14, 15, 16. Let's read. James 1, 13, 14, 15, 16 says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God.' For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, lust will have pregnancy in him. It will not give birth, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. When a man is tempted, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of what? His own lust. The lust is yours. So stop saying, 'She tempted me,' or 'He tempted me,' or 'I was tempted,' or 'I was carried away,' or 'something came upon me.' No, you carried yourself away. You tempted yourself. It was already in you. For instance, if a lady stands before a lady and she's naked, lady will not feel sexually aroused, will she? Now, if a man stands before a man, the man will not feel sexually aroused, right? But when a lady stands before a man naked, what happens? There is something in man that will make him feel aroused towards her. So whatever makes sin a snare to you, whatever makes sin something that kind of tempts you, it means something is in you that allowed it. Now I know there are cases of lesbianism and homosexuality where a man will be sexually appeasing to a man. Now and that's the point I'm going to. Why is it that a man is sexually appeasing to another man, but it's not appealing to you, and you're also a man? Why is a lady sexually appealing to a lady, another lady, and a lady is not sexually appealing to you, and you're also a lady? Why? That's because you don't have the lust for homosexuality and the lust for lesbianism in you. Now, whatever makes you get attracted to pornography, masturbation, or fornication means that there is the lust for those things in you. So once you are able to purge your mind, which comes by habit formation, he does not attract you anymore. It does not appeal to you anymore. And a way to do that is what we've been saying in this school. Now, I want to tell you that lust is the chairman, is the host. It says when lust is conceived, when it is conceived, when it gets pregnancy, it will deliver sin. When you lust for masturbation, what does it deliver? Masturbation. When you lust for pornography, what does it deliver? Pornography. When you lust for fornication, what does it deliver? Fornication. Sooner or later, it will deliver whatever you lust for. Bible says, every man is drawn away of his own lust. So, you must depossess that lust. You must throw it away. You must denounce it. You must renounce it. You must dislodge it. You must cast it away. You must disown. That's what I'm looking for. It must not be your own again. You must disown that lust. Amen. And I want to tell you that lust itself is a sin. Lust is the host of other sin. Meanwhile, lust itself is a sin. It is a sin that gives birth to other sins, like HIV. HIV is an infection, human immunodeficiency virus, right? That's HIV. HIV will now defeat the immune system and invite malaria, invite fever, invite cholera, invite diabetes, invite different host of others in you. Jesus in Matthew 5:28, he says, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." You look at a lady lustfully. What have you done? Sinned. So lust itself is sin. You must get hold of lust. You must throw away lust because it is a host of many other sins. You must deal with it because in itself it is sin. And like I've been saying, your mind is the house. Your mind is the lodge. Your mind is the accommodation. And you must purge it clean. The Bible says when a demon is chased out of a man, he goes to bring seven greater demons into that man. Yes? And then they begin to stay there. So your mind must not be empty. You must fill it up. You must. If you don't do it, you will continue in this thing. You will continue. There is no way you can fight it off like that. You can't be running from the scriptures. No, it's not interesting. But you discipline yourself. You are deliberate. You make it intentional. Pray every day 15 minutes using Sardis Watchman. Pray in tongues 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day in a month. That's 70 hours. That's about 1 hour 30 minutes. In a week. In a year, that's about 365 hours. Which is, of course, more than 15 days put together. So you see how the little things become big. Do SFA, Sardis Family Altar. Use the daily communion. Read the word every day. And this way, you purge your heart. And by throwing away the triggers, the music, the friendship, the association, the boyfriend, reduces the things that come to your mind through the ears and through the eyes. And I want to tell you about the power of your tongue, which is the grand master way of defeating lust. Like I always say, the thought of lust may drop on your head like a bird flying in the sky. You can't stop that, but you can stop it from perching on your head, from building its nest and laying eggs on your head, and from pooing on your head. And how do you do that? You use your tongue. You use the bullet in your tongue. I talk about the power of saying. Of saying. Now, you believed that lust is a sin. You don't want to commit the sin of lust. You believed that you have the power, that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You believed, but yet you find yourself thinking about lust. So what can you do? You use your tongue. You find yourself thinking about lust uncontrollably. You just come. Then what do? You use your tongue. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those that know about it, those that love it, shall eat the fruit thereof. The expert in the use, in the proper use of tongue, will benefit from it. I've benefited from tongue all my life. You need to listen to my teaching CDA. Confess, Declare, and Announce. I make sure you listen to it in this school as well. You need to listen to it. You need to see how much you can get from your tongue. The Bible says the tongue is a little member of the body, but it's powerful. It's powerful. James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. The tongue is powerful. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So how do you use your tongue against lustful thoughts? Yes, you are a student in this school, a trainer, a trainee. So this is a command, and I'm also teaching you. Every day, for the past 2 weeks, you've been using "I can do all things." Now, today is going to change. From this lecture, you will begin to say, "I come against lustful thoughts and spirit in Jesus' name." Every day, 300 times in a day, at least. I'll teach you how you will do it. But this is the reason you must do it. Because the power is in your tongue. Listen, demons does not hear what you are thinking in your heart. Though they may give you negative thoughts, but they don't hear the thoughts you are thinking in your heart. They only hear it when you say it. So you have to say it out. Bible says, "Whoever saith to this mountain, be thou lifted and be thrown into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So you have to say it. That's Mark 11:23. The Mark 11, is it 12 now? Says, Jesus said to the fig leaves, "No man shall eat of you again." And the Bible says, and his disciples had him. So he talked, he said something, and it happened. Until you say something, God has nothing to confirm. The Bible says, he confirmed the word of his servants with signs following. That's Mark 16:17 downward. He confirmed the word of his servants with signs following. The Bible says, he confirmed the word of their mouth with signs following. Another version says, he attested to the words of their mouth with signs following. Another Bible passage says, he who confirmed the word of his servants and performed the counsel of his messengers. So until you say God has nothing to confirm, until you talk God has nothing to perform. Meanwhile, you must say so that those demons who cannot hear your thoughts can hear you. And it's the simple way to do that. When you wake up in the morning, first thing, what did I say? First thing in the morning, I rebuke lustful thoughts and lustful spirits in Jesus' name. Now, somebody's beside you, don't want the person to hear, but your lips must move, because demons will still hear you once your lips is moving, wherever they may be. I rebuke every lustful thought and spirit in the name of Jesus. Or you make it more silent. I rebuke every lustful spirit or lustful thought in the name of Jesus. Just make sure you just say something out of it. The air is coming out. I rebuke every lustful thought and lustful spirit in Jesus' name. Now, in the morning you do 100. I've taught you how to do 100. Your right hand to count 1 to 10. Your left hand to count to your 10. Like this. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. That's 1. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 2. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 3. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 4. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 5. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in the name of Jesus. 6. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 7. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 8. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 9. I rebuke lustful thought and spirit in Jesus' name. 10. After you count 10 on your right hand, you now use your left hand to mark 1. You now go again. I rebuke. That's 10. You now count with your left hand again. 2. So by the time you count 5 in your left hand, you know you have counted 50. So you now count till 100 in the morning. If you wake up and you forgot, do it again. Once the afternoon comes, don't do 200, don't do 150. Even if you didn't remember at all until afternoon, you can just do 100. In the night, just do 100. Now, in between, if the lustful thought now comes to you in between the day, you have to rebuke it 100 times. You have to do 100. You've done it in the morning already. The lustful thought now came. Do 100. See, the Bible says, "And so mightily grew the word, and it prevailed." As you keep speaking, the word keep prevailing over the circumstances, over the lustful thought, and you become victorious. If you can do that every day for the next 30 days, you'll be free from lust. I can assure you of that every day. And then you know when you are free from lust, masturbation, pornography, fornication, together with everything I ask you to apply, you will be a total free person. All you have to do is to do. Is to do the things I'm saying. Is to do the according to the instructions. Once you do, you will have victory. I told you, the change of your mindset will not come by impartation. It will come by practice. By doing. I pray the Spirit of the Lord hold forth with you as you do this thing. Death will come to lust, to masturbation, to pornography, to fornication in your life, and life will come to godly habits in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope you have been blessed by the message. We are always encouraged to know how God is working through this ministry to change lives. If your life has been transformed, or God has used this ministry to move in your life, do take a moment to share a testimony by sending us an email at saddusinternational@gmail.com. For counseling, please contact the following numbers: 0706-091-6344, 0810-652-2911. May the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.